Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wrestling Chat Radio. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to a Wrestle Chat Radio special report. Marcus Kane coming to you live from the SBTV studios right here in New York. And I'm all wound up today, folks, because I've read something on the internet recently that is just making my head explode. And we decided to bring it here as a special report to you because I really feel it's that important. That's how important this is. Now, I know many of you are going to say, don't believe everything you read on the internet, and that's certainly the case. But this is something that not only do I believe, but I felt that the person involved believed for a very long time. And this is just further proof, I guess, and confirmation of exactly what it is that I'd suspected. And this involves the AEW and its leader. And I know there's not supposed to be a leader. We're all in this together. It's an all very democratic, wonderful, equality, place of peace and happiness. I get it. But this involves the leader of the AEW, Cody Rhodes. Now, before we start, let me just say this. As someone who has met Cody Rhodes on several occasions, he is either a very, very nice guy or a damn good actor. Because I've watched him interact with fans and myself on a regular basis. And I believe him to be the first. I believe him to be a very nice guy who is genuinely interested in what the fans have to say. Who is genuinely appreciative of fan support. So let me get that out there first. But what I'm reading is this. Supposedly a fan has asked Cody Rhodes, are you a heel or a face? Because I'm not really sure I understand your character. Cody Rhodes then supposedly responded as follows. I'm a competitor. Those dated tropes don't exist in wrestling anymore. Fans are much more educated and hold our industry to the same standards as any other comparable form of entertainment. That's Cody Rhodes' statement. Fans are too educated to have heels or faces anymore. Fans know too much about the business to bother with heels or faces. Those are dated tropes. Really? Well, that's news to me, and that's news to just about every wrestling fan. Unless, of course, you're 14 or 15 or you just started watching because it's the new hip thing to do. But this is probably the single most absurd and dangerous statement I have ever heard someone who obviously knows the business inside and out and backwards and forwards has ever made. Now, if some knucklehead starting a program off some, you know, 2 years in an indie school and he thinks he's Shawn Michaels had made this statement, I'd say whatever, I don't care. But this is Cody Rhodes. He's grown up in a wrestling family, for God's sake. And for this guy to say, and believe me when I tell you he believes it, okay, Cody Rhodes is not a liar. He's not going to come out and say what he doesn't believe. And he believes it because he believes that's what the fans want. So let me start to tear this damn statement apart because it's so ridiculous. Number one, you're not a competitor. Whatever gave you the idea, you're a competitor. Competition means both people have an equal chance to win. It is predetermined. You're not a competitor. Is there competitive acting? And I missed it. Did I miss that somewhere? Competitive acting classes, door number 7. There's no such thing. You're not a competitor. You may be an athlete. You're not a competitor. See, that's where everyone is going wrong. And now even the wrestlers are buying it, for God's sake. Get it through your heads. You are an actor. You are playing a role. The role requires you to be physical and to have athletic ability. And the better athletic ability you have, the greater potential you have to do your job to its maximum potential. That is what you are. You're not a competitor. Get that out of your head. Stop. I tell you what, let's just make wrestling real then. How about that? And all the pencil necks and the morons will get out of the sport because they'll be afraid of breaking their nail. Just wrestle for real then. No one will come because it'll be dead boring. But at least you won't be insulting the intelligence of the fans. The fans know it's predetermined. If they already know, for God's sake, if they already know it's predetermined, they already know you're not really fighting, what's the difference whether they already know you're not really a bad guy or a nice guy or whatever the hell it is? How dangerous is this? Is this what AEW is going to be? By the way, just to point out the hypocrisy of that statement, here is a statement from a man claiming we don't need heels or faces when at his last press conference, two different people were attacked during the press conferences. Oh, that's not a heel move. Somebody coming out when you're trying to speak and attacking you and powerbombing you on the ground, that's not a heel move. That's just being a competitor. Really? Well, I don't know, because I've never seen that at a weigh-in in the UFC. I've never seen that at a press conference in boxing. I've never seen that. So perhaps you'd love to explain to me how that's not being a heel. Perhaps you'd love to explain to me having a guy come out in sunglasses and a hat saying, I'm the best in the world, baby. I'm the number one. You people are all scum compared to me. I'm the man, baby. How's that not a heel? You got a guy in that federation doing that. How's that not a heel? I don't even know where this statement comes from. But what it does show me is this. You made a statement at your first press conference, which impressed me, that said wins and losses are going to matter. Because that's the one thing that the WWE has absolutely destroyed in the sport of professional wrestling. For the most part, wins and losses in the WWE doesn't mean a damn thing anymore. And when you came out with that statement, I said to myself, well, that's very refreshing. And that is really a step in the right direction. Now you're walking it back. And you're saying, we don't need heels or faces to make wins or losses matter. Yeah, you do. Einstein, you do. Nobody reads a story where there's no protagonist and antagonist. Nobody goes to a movie where there's no protagonist and antagonist. Okay? Now, what you're trying to do, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to put yourself up there with football and baseball and UFC or whatever, where you say, look, the hometown team is always the good guys in the eyes of the fans, and that's perspective and context. And the visiting team is always the heels, but people still come out to see it, and they're not really heels. They're not, you know, they don't cheat. They don't do anything wrong, but they're also not predetermined. The outcome is not predetermined. You have to stop comparing yourself to sports where the outcome is not predetermined. You are not in one. Your job is to entertain. Not everyone has to be a heel or a face. I'm not saying we have to have everybody has to be a heel. Everybody has to be a face. There can be gray areas. But if you're going to tell me Joe Smith and Mike Brown are going to fight, they're both going to shake hands before the bell. They're going to have a 35-minute match where they just do all of their great flippity-floppity moves, and everybody says that was a great match, and those are great athletes. Fine, the first time. What about the second time? What about the third time? What about the tenth time when nobody cares about either one of these two guys? You're trying to put on a television show. And what you're basically saying is, we want to turn Game of Thrones into a documentary on the era where there are no good or bad guys. It's all perspective. It's going to be factually accurate, like a documentary. Well, guess what? It wouldn't have lasted one season. No one would watch it. Have we come so far removed from the actual game now where we do not realize that you cannot have professional wrestling without heels or faces? Okay, well then, if there's nobody's a heel or a face anymore, then there's no reason for the referee to miss a foot on a rope, right? Because then the competitor would say, I'm sorry, my opponent had his foot on the ropes. Let's start the match again. There's no point of anybody hitting anybody with a foreign object because that would be an awful thing to do, correct? That would be illegal. And you wouldn't want anybody to do anything illegal because then that would make them a heel. There'd be no point of any ambushes backstage. There'd be no point of any sneak attacks. There'd be no point of any managerial interference because that would all be heel. And we don't need heels. I don't understand this. Who the hell do you think sells tickets? Do you honestly think, in your wildest dreams, have you become so arrogant that you think it's my moves and my athletic ability that puts people's asses in those seats? If you think that, then you have lost your mind. And if you think that, you have lost your grasp on this business, and I don't care how many generations it goes back. What puts people's asses in the seats is to watch someone they hate get what's coming to them, or watch someone they truly, truly admire conquer something. That's it. Nobody drives home 75 miles an hour because they need to see the ending of a television show that they've been waiting for months and months and months, where this might be the moment. This is going to be the episode where so-and-so finally gets his. Nobody does that if everybody's just nice guys. Nobody goes to a movie and sets through it with wringing their hands waiting for that final minute. Because everybody's just cool. I think you better get this through your head, and you better get it through quick. Because if you think that's what the fans really want, Cody, you have been misled. You've been misled with a bunch of wannabe fans who aren't true wrestling fans, who just find you flavor of the month. It's cool to be a wrestling fan now. We were Pokemon fans before, or Magic the Gathering fans before, but now we're wrestling fans, and we don't want to be insulted by, oh, some guys are bad and some guys are good. We're just here for your athletic ability, man. And that's going to last about, oh, I don't know, a month. I've already got people coming up to me, saying to me, you know, that Ricochet guy's good, but it gets boring after a while. After a while, he's been here 3 weeks! But when you've seen it over and over and over and over again, those same moves, I guess it does become old. And you say, well, okay, I've seen that. And there's nothing else to see, and there's no reason to root for him because nothing bad has happened to him. God forbid someone did something bad to him, or there's someone you really, really dislike for some reason who's attempting to beat him, right? It's time to get your head screwed on right. And it's time for the fans to get their head screwed on right. Professional wrestling is not a sport. No one loves it more than me. If you're listening to my voice right now and you think you do, you're wrong. I live, breathe, eat, and sleep professional wrestling. And I'm telling you right now, this is not what professional wrestling is. If you want to make it that, you're going to kill it. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. The wheel turns just fine. It is a drama. It is a play. It is an exhibition. It is not a sport. Does it require athletic ability to do it? Yes. So does being a stuntman. Being a stuntman is not a sport. So let's wipe that off the table right now, and that is not an insult to professional wrestling. So before any fans call me up or write me or any pro wrestlers get their nose out of joint, I'll tell you to your face it's not a sport. I'm not afraid to tell you to your face it's not a sport. It's not. Doesn't mean I don't love what you do. I wouldn't go over to Jean-Claude Van Damme and say, I really don't think you could kick the hell out of nine guys. Truthfully, he cannot kick the hell out of nine guys. But I love watching him kick the hell out of nine guys. You're an actor. You're an actor whose job involves playing a specific character. And that job requires you to have a certain amount, if not a high amount, of athletic ability, depending on what character you're playing and who you are and what you can do. If you're the great Kali, you don't need a tremendous amount of athletic ability because your size is your gimmick. If you're 500 pounds, you don't need a tremendous amount of athletic ability because your size is your gimmick. But if you're not, you need something that sets you apart from everybody else in the world of professional wrestling, and that's not going to be your moveset. So get that right out of your mind right now. I don't care how good your figure four leg lock is. I don't care how good your super kick is or your plancha is or your suicide dive is or your pile driver is. I don't care. Because a million other wrestlers have used them before. It's the same way with music. No matter what you do, somebody's hit those notes before, my friend. So would you like to go to a concert, maybe, where Rob Zombie, if you like that kind of music, just comes out in a T-shirt and a pair of jeans and sits down on a piano bench and says, all right, I'm going to play Dragula for you now, folks, and I'm not putting my dreadlocks in. I'm not dressing up or nothing. You know I'm not really that character, so why bother? It's too much work. Why drag all the movie stuff here, and why have all the stage show? What's that all for? I'm a musician. I'm not an actor. So let me just come out here in my jeans and T-shirt. My band will be dressed normally, and we're not going to put on any kind of a show. We're just going to sing our songs. That's what you're here for, right? Our talent. Isn't that what you're here for? Wake up! You're an entertainer! And there's nothing entertaining about some 6 foot guy, 195 pounds, who looks like the guy who gave me Dunkin' Donuts the night before in a pair of blue trunks doing a super kick. Nothing! It's not entertaining! I'll tell you what's entertaining. Roddy Piper coming out and smashing a coconut over Jimmy Snuka's head. I'll tell you what's entertaining. When Hulk Hogan or the Ultimate Warrior or any of these other guys did what they did. Why is it entertaining? Because they made you care about them. That's why. Why is Braun Strowman entertaining? He's not a good athlete. He may have a good build and everything. He's not a good athlete. So why is he entertaining? How come Finn Balor can't get arrested unless he puts on a demon mask? Same guy. Oh, but one's entertaining and the other ain't. Same moves. Is The Miz the greatest wrestler that ever walked into the face of the planet? No. Why is he good then? Because he's entertaining. He can be heel or face and do it well. There is an art to what you do. If you want to take away the art, then take it the hell away. But then don't call it pro wrestling. And be a man and just wrestle. How about that? Be a man and just say, okay, I'm not rigging the match. We're just going to wrestle. You don't want to watch it? Well, it's boring. Well, whatever. We're competitors. We're all about who would really win. We're not about a script. We're too good for a script. The fans are too smart for a script. If the fans are too smart to have a heel or a face, then they're too smart for the actual business. Because they know it's rigged. So now, in order, if you're going to imply that and say we can't have heels or faces because the fans are too smart, then you can't rig it anymore because the fans are too smart. So then have real wrestling where one guy's in a headlock for 9 minutes and can't get out. And everybody's booing because it's dead boring. You don't want that, though, do you? So you want to have your cake and eat it, too, is what you want. You want to be called athletes and competitors. And not actors and entertainers. But you still want to have it rigged so you don't have to get your ass busted for real. Well, I got news. You can't have it both ways. Pick one. And I'm not saying people don't get their ass busted for real, but guess what? Those are called accidents. And I'm not saying it's not hard. I know how hard it is. You want to see the goddamn scars on my head? When it rains, I can barely walk. So don't give me that shit. But it's entertainment. You're playing a character. Nobody's coming to see Cody Rhodes. Because I'm Cody Rhodes. I'm not a good guy. I'm not a bad guy. I'm just Cody Rhodes. Well, congratulations. Because that's going to get old tomorrow. I don't understand it. I just don't understand this. So if AEW truly believes this, which I don't believe, I don't know why Cody Rhodes said this if he said it, and I presume he did. Because I guarantee you AEW is going to be filled with sneak attacks, backstabbing, interference from the outside, people coming out in costumes. Who wouldn't really wear that on the street? Interviews where they say things they don't mean. So what's that? That's not being a heel or a face? What is it then? Just being dishonest? Well, I'd be dishonest if I played a heel when I'm not a heel. But I will say I'm going to cripple this guy, even though I would never think of crippling this guy. So what are you talking about? You have no idea what you're talking about. Coming from Cody Rhodes' mouth, a man who I know knows wrestling, then my only assumption is he thinks that's what the fans want to hear. Is that truly what the fans want to hear? I don't know. You tell me, fans. Is that what you want to hear? Do you want Joe Smith versus Jack Brown, one in blue trunks, one in red trunks, both have the same haircut, both have the same physique, both shake hands, wrestle for 35 minutes, one wins, they shake hands, they go back to the locker room, repeat, 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 repeat. Is that what you want? Because I don't. I don't want that at all. And if that's the case, and that's what fans really want, how come UFC is trying so hard to make heels and faces? I'll tell you why they're trying so hard to make heels and faces, because nobody was watching. They had a few guys who had some charisma, and they started watching because of those guys. Oh, I like this guy. I like Randy Couture. I like Tito Ortiz. I like a few of these guys. But then boring guys came along. Joe Smith, and he's the winner, and you're like, well, whatever. I don't really care for him. He's boring. I don't know. I'm not into him. And his opponent, I'm not into him. And then nobody buys. So they come across these guys, like Conor McGregor. And they say, well, you're going to be a heel. You're going to be this badass, assault the bus, talk trash, whatever. You're gonna do the pro wrestling shtick, my friend. Why do you think they did that? To sell tickets, to sell pay-per-views. And if a legitimate needs to do it, what in the hell makes you think that a predetermined one doesn't. I am flabbergasted by this statement. Flabbergasted. And the thing that bothers me the most is the word competitor, because that shows me that your ego is getting in the way of reality. You are not a competitor. No one who wrestles in professional wrestling is a competitor. Get it out of your mind. There is no competition. When an outcome is predetermined, it's not a competition. It's an exhibition. Okay? That makes you a participant in an exhibition and an entertainer. And that's what you are. Mike, I'm flabbergasted by this statement. I really am. I'm blown away.
And I am too, you know, and that's the thing. Cody Rhodes should know better. I mean, he's 30, in his mid-30s. He's been around the sport his entire life. His brother would know better. I mean, his brother's in his 50s, you know. He's been around the sport his entire life. I mean, these guys should know better. Now, could it be, you know, could it be one of these things where they're looking at the WWE and all that crap and saying, well, they're getting a ton of money getting away with this crap, you know. Why can't we? But then again, we've talked about this before with Turner. Turner didn't want to put him out of business. He wanted to be the WWE. If we're to take
Cody... Mike, I really don't think that's what it is. What I think it is that Cody Rhodes has been listening to his AEW groupies, and they're saying, we don't want to be insulted, man. We're all smart. We're all smart marks, and we know that we root for the bad guys because we know they're the most entertaining or whatever. We don't need that. They don't know what they need, Cody, because they're not real fans. You know when you first realize whether you're a real fan or not? If you're asking yourself right now, Marcus, am I a real fan? Well, let's see if you can pass the Marcus Kane test of am I a real fan. If your favorite wrestler is a heel and you still go to the arena and boo him out of the building, you're a real fan. If you bring a sign for your favorite heel that says, I love so-and-so, you're not a real fan. Because a real fan understands that a heel is made or broken on the boos he receives, on his reaction. And if you really like him and you want him to remain as he is, you feed that. In other words, if Mr. X is your favorite wrestler and Mr. X is a huge heel, but you love the way Mr. X is a heel because it's extraordinarily entertaining, you don't cheer him. Because if you cheer him, the powers that be are going to say, Mr. X is getting cheered, let's turn him face, and he won't do any of those things anymore that the fans like and find entertaining. But if you're a real fan, you boo him out of the building saying, yeah, I love that. I hope he continues doing that because I like that. Fans are so sensitive nowadays, they're like, uh-oh, there's my favorite bad guy. If I boo him, he's going to think I really don't like him, and he's going to be mad at me. Are you insane? That's exactly what they want you to do. Now, if you want to meet him outside the arena and say, look, you're my favorite wrestler, dude. You are great at what you do. That's fair game. That's 100% fair game. Or if you're at an autograph signing session and you tell a man, you're my favorite worker, that's fine. They know because they're not in character then. But when they are, if you want to get them over, if you want them to remain as they are, then you either boo or cheer the hell out of them depending on who they are. Because if you don't, they're not going to stay that way. Wrestling has changed a lot, and I understand. But the thing is, we're not ancient here. It's changed recently, and it's only changed because a new group of fans have emerged. And they've taken wrestling as, this is our new pastime. to hell with the old fans. It's ours now. And we want to see X, Y, and Z because we don't like the way wrestling used to be. Tough shit. Go find something else to do. Go to a comic convention and buy up a whole bunch of Pokemon cards. Sit in the parking lot and play with that. And leave wrestling the way it's supposed to be. Because if you're fundamentally a fan, then I imagine you don't want it changed. Of course it evolves. There's a difference between evolving and changing. Wrestling's evolved in many ways. If you want to go back into the, archives of wrestling, there weren't a lot of great athletes. There were a lot of beer-bellied old men throwing punches at each other. Of course it's evolved. And it's evolved for the better. We're seeing a much higher rate of athleticism than we've ever seen. We're seeing far better matches. And we're seeing more highly skilled workers. But now these highly skilled workers, taking their cue from the crowd, have convinced themselves we are not actors. We are not entertainers. We are athletes in a competition. No, you're not. No, you're not. I don't care how much you can lift in the gym. I don't care what your cardio rate is. I don't care what your ratio to fat and muscle is. You are not a competitor. You may be an athlete. You are not a competitor. And the sooner you get over that nonsense and that egotistical crap, the quicker you will be a better professional wrestler, because your job is one job. Entertain the people in that audience. That's it. There is no other job. That's it. That's it. And if you think you can go out there and do it with your generic trunks, your generic haircut, your generic moveset, your generic attitude, you're wrong. And there's always those guys, I can because I'm special. Yeah, you're special. You're the one in a million who can do it. Get over yourself. There's a lot of egos in the entertainment business, and I'm in the entertainment business, so I know. And the very first thing that you got to do, if you really want to be successful, get over the ego. And convince yourself 100% that there's a lot of people who can do what you do. Some better, some worse. But a lot of people can do what you do. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's wrestling, acting, music, dance, artistry. I don't care what it is. And then you go from there and say, what sets me apart? What will make me different? What can I do that other people probably can't? And that is entertain. Some people are naturally charismatic. Some people are not. Some people can win over a crowd. Some people cannot. Some people have to dress up in a costume. Some people don't have to. Some people can walk out with a microphone and engage an audience, and some people couldn't do it if they set themselves on fire. But you have to know what it is. You have to know your limitations and your strengths. And if you think for one moment that eliminating heel and face from that equation is going to help, that's just going to hinder, because that gives you two less things. Play to your strength. Todd, I think it's an asinine statement. I just can't believe he made it.
Oh, you're absolutely right there. Like you said, I remember we went to wrestling events. We saw like guys like Dan the Man. We booed him, wrestled a face. We cheer for that guy. That's a wrestling fan right there, to be honest with you. That is a wrestling fan.
You know, it's a good example. It's a good example. We booed the hell out of some professional wrestlers and independent cards, to the point where fans would actually say to us, you really pissed that guy off. That guy's legit pissed at you. Legit pissed at you. If he could come over there and smack you in the head, he would come over here and smack you in the head. He is raging mad at you. 2 hours later in the parking lot, we're taking pictures together, and he's saying, man, thanks for the support. So how smart are you, wrestling fans? I don't think a lot of you are smart. You think you're smart. We know it's fake, so we don't have to boo the bad guy because we're too smart. We know he's a nice guy. Yeah, okay. That doesn't make you smart. That makes you stupid. Because you're not playing the game. You're not feeding the machine. You're not contributing to it at all. And then what do you get? You get boring matches with people who don't matter. These same fans will cry when Luke Skywalker is killed or Han Solo was killed in a movie, as if the actor's really dead. Oh my God, Han Solo died. Yeah, no. Wake up. Wake the hell up. Before wrestling is totally dead. Mike, this does not bode well for AEW, in my opinion.
It really doesn't. Look, I'll put it to you another way. There were several reasons why the WWE kicked Enzo out of that pay-per-view when all he was doing his shtick in the crowd, you know. It was the match may or may not have been boring, but he himself doing that shtick is not boring. He is entertaining, and he was entertaining, and he was taking the fans, particularly right there next to him, their minds off the match that was supposed to be entertaining, that maybe was not entertaining, but he was, and he was taking their minds off the match.
It's interesting you bring up Enzo, Mike, because I heard a shoot interview with him about that incident, and he said as follows. He said, number one, I thought it was going to be the cruiserweight match. And that's when I was going to reveal myself. Number two, when I found out it wasn't the cruiserweight match, I had no choice because people were already on to me. And it was already being tweeted, Enzo's here, and I knew I was going to get thrown out any second, so I had to do it. Number three, I didn't want to do it during a match or even during the intros and take any spotlight away from the guys. So I waited until the intros were done before the bell rang and then did it quickly, so I wasn't doing any of that. And number four, the reason I did it is because it got me trending worldwide, and companies pay millions of dollars to get their product trending worldwide. I did it for the price of a seat. But what he is technically saying is that he found a niche. He said, it doesn't matter whether I'm a heel or a face. It doesn't matter. When I go out there, I go out there to entertain. I know I'm not the greatest athlete in the world, and I know I'm not the greatest wrestler in the world. Doesn't matter, because I can still get the fans on my side, or I could be a real bastard and really get the fans upset. And he said, when I became a heel, I told Vince McMahon, I'm not even going to try to wrestle, because the deal is going to be that here's these guys doing all these great moves, these high-flying, highly athletic 205 live guys, and what do? I kick them in the balls and roll them up for a three count, and then I claim I'm the greatest in the world. And that's going to aggravate people. And people are going to say, the son of a bitch does nothing. They do all the work, he kicks them in the balls, he wins. And then he claims he's a better athlete. That's real heat. Enzo Amore gets it. Damian Sandow got it. And Jesus Christ, I thought Cody Rhodes had it too. But apparently Cody Rhodes has convinced himself that this new breed of fans does not want this. Because I know that Cody deep down inside knows the power of heels and faces in this business. And for him to make that statement means he is trying to appease his fan base. And his fan base, he thinks, does not want that. And I am telling you, and I'm telling him, this fan base will not last. This fan base will desert you the minute something else is flavor of the week, or they get bored with seeing somebody do a super kick. And then it's going to be on to the next thing. And the old school fans who love wrestling are going to say, this isn't my thing. It's not going to work. Under no circumstances am I insulting any worker in this business. There is no one who knows how hard it is better than me. No one knows how hard you work better than me. But you have got to get it through your head. You are not a competitor. There is no competition. It is predetermined. The competition may be for who can get the fans to pop the loudest or boo the loudest, or can I compete to get a better spot on the card? I get that. But how is that achieved? It's not always achieved by winning and losing. Enzo didn't win much at all for a long time, and he was still the top merchandise seller and got a lot of noise. Why? Because he entertained the fans the most. That's why. What is Elias doing right now? Entertaining the fans. He's not even wrestling for the most part. He's entertaining the fans, and he's big. It's time you understood the truth. And if you're going to be mad at me for telling you the truth, then be mad at me for telling you the truth. But the truth is you're an actor, and you need to play your role. And your role can't be you because you're not interesting enough. Rob Zombie is not Rob Zombie. If you're Rob Zombie's wife or his best friend, they'll tell you, yeah, that guy you see on stage, that's not him. Alice Cooper, that's not him. Name a rapper, that's not him. Name a heavy metal, whatever, one of these death metal guys, that's not them. They're all playing a role. Because they're entertaining. And their real life, maybe they're not that entertaining. But you've convinced yourself, no, I'm entertaining. I'm an Uber athlete. I do a better super kick than everybody. Yeah, okay, whatever. You keep thinking that. And you'll be back to doing your normal day job in a year. Because wrestling will never evolve to the point where just plain you is entertaining enough to sell out big arenas. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. There are musicians today that would blow the doors off any of these popular bands. Outplay them, outsing them, outwrite them. They can't get arrested. You know why? They don't look the way they should look. They can't put on a show. They can't entertain the crowd. They can't do those things. While somebody else can, who's less talented. Mike, that is what pro wrestling really is.
That's right. And look, I put it to you a couple of different ways. You know, you mentioned before that Scott Hall, when he first signed with the WWE, he said, as long as you pay me, I'll be whatever you want me to be. He got it. All right, he got it. You know, and the second one I want to talk about is we mentioned how the difference between the bushwhackers and the sheep herders. Well, yeah. Sheep herders were entertaining in and of themselves, but but when they went to the WWE and saw it with the licking of the head and the funny walks and the this, that, and the other, they got more entertaining. That's the difference.
Let me bounce you one off you, Mike. Chad Gable. Chad Gable is a great wrestler. Chad Gable is a super athlete. Chad Gable is not entertaining enough to be at the top of the ladder in the WWE, and the WWE knows it. Why do you think they know that? Because he can't play that different character well enough. He can't entertain the fans that well just with his athleticism, but that gets old after a few matches. You see him 10, 12 times, you're like, yeah, I know, he's great. But now what about him makes you want to cheer or boo him? And he doesn't have that yet because they haven't fleshed him out. Could he do it? Maybe. But right now he's not. And that's what makes the difference, Mike.
And I've said this before about Chad Gable. When he was on SmackDown and they were doing the Daniel Bryan thing with him, he was starting to catch fire. And then they put him, with Rude, which was a mistake. But when they were doing a Daniel Bryan thing with him, he was starting to catch fire.
Right, and look, if there's no need for heel or faces, why did Daniel Bryan have to go to the length he needed to go? Is there a better worker than Daniel Bryan? Daniel Bryan was the indie darling. Daniel Bryan was the Mark's favorite wrestler. Oh, my God, Daniel Bryan, he's such an gifted athletic guy. Well, he came back from his unfortunate medical problems, and people were like, yeah, golf clap, golf clap, golf clap. So he said, okay, well, turn me heel. And that'll extend my career. What happens if there are no heels or faces? Where would Daniel Bryan have been then? You know where he would have been? They would have said, well, it didn't work out, dude. Your comeback was okay for a little bit. It petered short. Nothing left to do with you. Forget it. No. See, they now have the ability to say, well, you know what? The face thing ain't working so great as we thought. Fans are happy to see you back, but for whatever reason, whether it was storyline, opponent, choice, whatever, you haven't went over like we thought you were going to go over. Let's turn you heel. And then there goes your career again, right back to the top. And then when fans are tired of booing you, you flip them face, and there goes your career again, right back to the top. It is a never-ending circle and a cycle that you can utilize to get the most out of your workers year after year. And if you take it away, you are taking away the biggest tool in the toolbox. Why would anyone want to take away their biggest tool? Why would any painter, any artist say, take away half the colors? I can't fathom this. Because the fans are too smart. The fans have been too smart for 20 years. No one except the actually mentally deficient have ever thought that wrestling was real, ever. Unless you were 12. And for at least 20 years, everyone has known. Kayfabe's been completely dead for 10 or more. So I don't even know what you're talking about. Fans are too smart for the heels or faces. Well, they're too smart to know you're really wrestling, too. They know you're not wrestling. They know you're not trying to win if you lost. And they know you're not trying to lose if you won. So then, what's your choice? If you're saying the fans are too smart for heels or faces, then they're too smart for predetermined outcomes, so you have to go to real outcomes. But you don't want to go there, do you? Because logically, you couldn't. Who's going to wrestle every night? You'd be dead. Why do you think UFC fighters only fight once in a while? They don't fight every night. They don't fight every night because they'd be dead. So please, understand what you are. These modern, new, upcoming, I'm fresh out of wrestling school guys. Got to take a deep breath. Check your ego at the door. And realize you're an entertainer. Guys like Cody Rhodes, who aren't fresh out of wrestling school, has to take a deeper breath and say, I understand there's a fad going on here. That's all that's going to be is a fad. Wrestling will be around forever. This fad will come and go. Can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's going to be heels and faces. It's an intricate part of what we do in the world of professional wrestling. But he's not, or at least he's claiming he's not. And there is no way in God's green earth that wrestling can survive without heels and faces. It just can't. Ask yourself the following question. Would you watch a television show that had no bad guys, no obstacles to overcome, no protagonist and antagonist, just normal people that you'd see in everyday walks of life? Now, I know sports fans are going to say, well, I watch basketball games and there's no bad guys. I watch football games and there's no bad guy. Yeah, I know. But those outcomes are not predetermined. Try to make wrestling a sport. It's not a sport. It is an entertainment venue. It is a television show. It is a live play. It is about good versus evil, wrong versus right, heroes versus villains. It is not about good athlete versus good athlete. I can see that in any sport. So if you want to do that, ask yourself this. Isn't that what every sport is about? So what makes wrestling special then? What always made wrestling special is that it combined the two things. No one could ever doubt that the people in that ring were true athletes. But at the same time, no one was ever blind to the fact that they were also actors playing characters. It was the best of both worlds. It's where acting and artistry and artistic expression and performance art met athleticism. They were hand in glove. It's why I fell in love with pro wrestling, because I love performance art and I love athletics. And you combine the two, and what better thing could you possibly have? Take one away, and you're just like anything else. You're not special anymore. Mike, what's your thoughts on it?
You're right on that, and that's the thing. And, you know, just remember, just think about it. Think about this. Why did people take the Butterbean after he knocked out Bart Gunn? Because Butterbean, and you can't say that Butterbean was an athlete, because Butterbean had a personality. You know, Butterbean had a personality that people could glom onto. That's why Bart Gunn never went anywhere after that, because the guy he went up against and that knocked him out had a better personality than he did.
Yeah. Look, there's no doubt about it, Mike. The two are combined. Are, you know, your performance art and your athleticism in wrestling is combined. And when you combine them perfectly and make it that special blend, that's where the magic is. Take away one of them, it's not magic. It's two guys fighting, and it's not real. It's two real guys fighting, but they're not fighting. As opposed to two characters fighting, who they aren't really, and they're not really fighting. If Steven Seagal fought Jean-Claude Van Damme tomorrow in my front lawn, it would be boring. You know it would be boring. I know it would be boring. If they go into a movie and Steven Seagal's character fights Jean-Claude Van Damme's character, it's not going to be boring. It's going to be cool. If Jet Li fights Jackie Chan, it's going to be boring. But if Jet Li's character fights Jackie Chan's character in a movie, it's not going to be boring. I remember Jason Statham saying in an interview that I believe he was talking about Tony Jaa, the martial artist, and he said the most impressive thing about him was he did a like 18-minute, 20-minute fight scene all the way through in one shot. In other words, the cameras rolled and he fought 22 people up the stairs, over the palace wall, jumping off a cliff, rolling in the water, fighting in the marsh, and it was all one shot. Real fighting. That took athletic ability. That took stamina. It took timing. It took skill. But he wasn't really fighting anybody. He was playing the part in a movie, and all those guys he was fighting knew when their turn was to stay down. Their turn was to strike a blow. Their turn was to look like they're getting the advantage, and their turn was to die. That's what wrestling is, folks. You can try to make it something it's not. You can pretend in your world of dreams it's really a sport and they're all really trying. It's not, folks. It's not. I hate to crush anyone's dreams. Professional wrestling is that Tony Jaa movie. And you should admire it. And you should admire their athletic ability and their precision and their timing and their skill. But you should not and cannot claim they are competitors. Because, Todd, they simply are not.
Oh, you're absolutely right there, like you said. Like in cartoons, like action cartoons, like Superman versus Bizarro, Batman versus Joker. It's
right.
Good versus evil, hero versus villain. Right,
but I guess we know now why Cody Rhodes hated the character of Stardust, which I thought was a fantastic character that had so much potential. Did the WWE handle it right? No. We could talk a whole other show about how Stardust was ruined. But was that a great character? You betcha it was. So much potential. But now we know why Cody Rhodes hated it, because it wasn't Cody Rhodes. It's not an extension of me. Well, it shouldn't have to be an extension of you. You're an actor. Damian Sandow said it best. God bless Damian Sandow, who now is an actor, and said, it's just a role, folks. Intellectual savior of the masses was a role. My job was to play that role to the best of my ability, using my athletic ability, absolutely, but also using my ability as an actor to say, how do I go out here tonight, regardless of what I'm doing, losing, winning, just talking, and entertain the fans? How do I get a reaction from the people who have bought a ticket to see it? That's it. There is no other job description. That's it. He's got it right. Enzo has it right. And I'm sad to say, Cody Rhodes has it wrong. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back here tomorrow with another edition of WrestleChat Radio and our SmackDown Report. You're listening to WrestleChat Radio. WrestleChat Radio is a Savage Blade production.